Welcome back to hour number two of the Power Hour. It's 12:06 p.m. Friday, February 18th, 2022. Central Standard Time, which is where we are. And, of course, even with all this stressful news, like what we're just getting inputted on, that gas prices may rise as high as $7 a gallon, especially if Russia and Ukraine get into it, it's going to cause production problems, folks. I know if you don't do a lot of driving, that's one thing. But if you depend on keeping a full tank of gas, the stress level just went up. Well, we have a solution for that and other things. It's called sound healing. And I'm not talking about the mindset of sound healing, because we've been trying to give you all sorts of different solutions to every little thing that's going on from our frontline doctors. But we're taking a more holistic turn this time, the turn to the tune of 434 hertz, if you are into that. That's something that I just started to do research on, and so I'm going to be getting the same education you're going to be getting as we talk to Jill Mattson, who basically has books out on this stuff, Lost Waves of Time, The Untold Story of How Music Shaped Our World, Ancient Sounds, Modern Healing, Secret Sounds, Ultimate Healing, Home of Power. So, I mean, she's got all these books and CDs, and we might even be able to, if I can persuade, pretty please, our producers to put up the Agrimony wave file that people can listen to, or it's an MP3, I believe. It might bring you a little bit of peace to this insanity that we're living in right now. Jill Mattson, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm enjoying to meet your lovely listeners.
Well, the listeners are very, very educated, and they do like their supplements. That's why we have the Power Mall. And we have to let everybody know that Jill is a prolific artist and musician and author, several books out, and produced 11 musical CDs with intriguing magical tracks on them using ancient and modern techniques and special healing frequencies to achieve profound benefits. So I'm going to let Jill talk for a minute about, first off, how you got started in all of this. What prompted you to look into this aspect of healing?
I've been a musician since I'm knee-high to a grasshopper, and it's not just like playing an instrument. I needed music to get through life. It was very instrumental to me in everything. And in midlife crisis, I was reading the Old Testament, and I was a very sincere Christian, and I was appalled at the things in the Old Testament. And I decided there's going to be another Bible that's more loving, because I envisioned God to be love. And that's not what I read about God in the Old Testament all the time. And so I went into the Kabbalah, and they quickly led me into the Sumerian mysteries, and then over to the papyri in Egypt on a personal quest searching for what's the best view of love, and how do you attain this, and how is it related to deity, if you will. And as I did, I noticed that people many thousands of years ago were using music to cure their gallbladder, to kill their enemies, to change their moods, to get rid of mental health issues. The claims are all over the place. And I'm a musician, so I started getting really fascinated. And I've spent a lifetime of very rigorous study and implementation of these ancient ideas and dovetailing them with today's science. For example, one of the books I wrote, Secret Sounds, relays the work of Sherry Edwards, who uses software to break your voice into component pitches. Everything in your body's holographic. And she can see what you're missing. And she finds everything in our world has its own unique frequency. Think that the periodic chart of elements, the chart of everything, it's a musical scale, the musical scales, octaves. And so, like, you can play the frequency of niacin. It's a supplement that makes your face flush. If you play it precisely, your body will flush. You can see the results from the sound. We think that sound's separate from us, that we hear it, but it's not us. But when we hear things, it goes in through our ears, down through our central nervous system. It resonates with different organs in our body, and it travels in a cell-to-cell manner in our skin, and it gives us all kinds of harmonics and patterns that match and tune us to body processes. So sound is very invasive, and it changes us softly, slowly, so we don't notice. Kind of like with meditation, when people first started saying, hey, if you slow down your mind, there's all these benefits, and most people said, oh, you're crazy. But if people did slow down their mind and pay attention, the studies, the science studies, the benefits of meditation are significant. And it's the same with sound. We just haven't really noticed the difference. And my life's all about, bringing forth music to one system I did in conjunction with Sherry Edwards, and it is frequencies that she found by observing people with the coronavirus, were which nutrients in their body were disabled in order for the coronavirus to take effect. And so there's a whole hour of free music at my website. And it has all the frequencies to boost your immune system. And you can get them by eating healthy. Like, for example, two of the big ones were quercetin and glutathione. So by eating broccoli, you can get them, or by listening to music. And something that we don't consider is dosage. So depending on what your exposure is or your conditions are, you listen a little or a lot. And it can rock your world. Sound changes you.
So the coronavirus... Right, coronavirusdefense.org, is that correct, or is it .com?
It's .org. The same music is found at chillswingsoflight.com under the free stuff tab. It's both places.
Okay. So this is something that we encourage people, because I'm looking at this. It says on my show notes, it says free.
Yeah.
You can listen to this stuff for free, folks. Coronavirusdefense.org. How's it going to hurt you? I would even suggest doing this as a preventative. I know some of you out there are taking 12 milligrams of ivermectin every other day, because if you're like most of us that are in preparedness mode, what you want to do, if you're using a Rife machine, for example, there are settings that you can do for coronavirus. And how does that work? It works off frequencies. The same thing as what Jill is now describing. And I mean, even frequencies were found to cure cancer.
That's correct. That's Royal Rife's work.
Oh yes. Royal Raymond Rife. It just was amazing what this guy did to cure cancer. And of course, Jill, you probably know the story about him, where they brought those 16 terminally ill patients and he cured them. So I believe in this 434 hertz, I mean, are all the frequencies tuned to that, or do you have them all over the channel, all over the network?
Health, perfect health, is all the frequencies. We like to, maybe people have gotten their aura taken, and you notice that your aura is a red or a green. Perfect health would be a white aura, and that would be the combination of all the colors. Saying the same thing. You can analyze the frequencies in your body, mind, emotional fields. You get that from your voice. You can get it from galvanic skin pressure. There's many ways to get in. Use a sonic oscilloscope on your muscles, for example. you can find out the frequency of everything in your body. Most of us have a personality and are healthy and this organ is stronger than that. Or we have this weakness or that personality weakness. We have a personality and it has pluses and minuses. And those same frequencies affect our health. And the best way to get health is to have all the frequencies. So there's two things going on there. One, what's good universal frequencies? And two, you're going to need different frequencies than me. So maybe we should talk about both of them.
But okay, I'm all ears.
Generic frequencies. So you'll find that 432, the number, the same cycle per second, is found in distances in nature, distances in the cosmos, distances in your body. And whenever a number is used over and over by Mother Nature, it's almost always incredibly healing. Proponents of 432 suggest that it radiates more with your heart. It's a little bit lower frequency than what we tune to today, and I prefer it absolutely over 440. However, I also have a bigger picture. As I've researched antiquity for thousands of years, the ancient Hindus tuned to a C, and the Druids to a D, the ancient Chinese to an F, today an A. And just my theory is that over thousands of years, the tuning notes perhaps reflected the whole scale. And this is what my Lost Ways of Time book is about. As time goes on, and we incarnate, if you believe in that, and in various ancient societies, they tune to different notes, which gives them different emotional, mental, and challenges. And also it would color the achievements of each society. Said differently, you get a chance to play and master each little band of frequency one at a time. So I would prefer always to listen to 432, but I also think that over time, I think the official tuning note, if anything, might go up to blue or to B, to the throat chakra. And I see healthy and beautiful things in having all the frequencies, with certain frequencies being more favorable than others. For example, not that long ago, I came out with music tuning your DNA. And can science measure the frequencies of your DNA? Yes, they can. And I found, like in the body, over time, things go flat. So at your age, here you go, you know, it's like your skin fades, muscles fade. And when that happens, it gets longer, which think of a cello string being longer, deeper in pitch. And you can tune things up. My Deep Light Beauty CD has the frequencies of vitamins and collagen. Again, because when your skin is in tune, it has to shrink a little bit, which is very pleasant looking. And so there's categories of general frequencies that help humanity, and that's what my 11 CDs all are. They're all putting all white light in your aura. They're tuning you to ancient processes of enlightenment. One is for the Pythagoreans, where they like stir up negative emotions and pull them out of your body and then put in the positives, and it's extremely powerful. That's the agrimony that you liked. And so each one of them is a gift that benefits everyone under every circumstance. And then there's individual frequencies, and you can go and get people to analyze your frequencies and see what you need. That's kind of what a Rice does in a way, but there's many others. And the beautiful takeaway here is that your body is somehow conscious and knows what's good for it. when you eat a food that has a frequency you need, your body releases endorphins and you like it. When, like, for example, when I analyze my voice, I'm always missing the musical note D, almost always. And if someone were to play, let's say, the exact same song, two different versions of it, and one of them is in the key signature of D, which means it's going to have more Ds than any other note, I will like that one without consciously knowing why. That one's going to give me pleasure. And, you know, I've had a lot of music background, so I'm liable to give you a lot of BS that I truly believe about why this one is better. But in truth, your body knows what's good for it, and it will signal you. So, like, do you ever remember having a favorite song, and you just play over and over and over again, and then one day you're sick of it? Well, that's because it healed you. It gave you what you needed, and now you can move on, and soon you're going to need something else. So,
makes sense.
In terms of the individual frequencies, how beautiful, you know, what you like.
No doubt. Well, this is the thing. When you're listening to this, and I've had several different people offer me several different options, if you go to jillswingsoflight.com or jillshealingmusic.com or coronavirusdefense.org, any of these places will give you, you know, access to all of this. Are we listening to this? And this is where we get into the differentiation. Some people have a really nice stereo system. They just basically lay on the couch and turn the stereo on and listen. Some people prefer to use headphones. What do you prefer? What's best?
Okay. You get different healings with different methods. So the cool thing about headphones is that we've evolved for millions of years without them, or thousands or 100,000 or whatever. They're relatively new on the evolution scheme. And your brain hears and likes surround sound. Your left brain operates differently than your right brain hemisphere. And when you have a sound in coming into your left ear, it goes to your right brain. And when you have a sound going in your right ear, it goes to your left brain. And you can put in fairly low-pitched two notes close together, and it will confuse your brain, and your brain will open up into whole brain functioning. And it will, your brain will convert the frequencies to the difference of the two. And the frequency is not important, but you've just introduced whole brain functioning. And in minutes, your brain waves will match it. So it's a tool to go to very deep meditative states without all the work. I have a bunch of sound lighting machines on my site. They do that for you. But that's one of the benefits of using headphones, is that if done properly, they can induce favorable brain waves. Anything that goes into your ears goes on your central nervous system. And think of that like the internet. And on the internet, data is averaged, and it's condensed, not accurate, averaged. Many of your body processes require absolutely precise sound waves and a thing called harmonics. It's like an after ripple of sound, which doesn't even register properly on any digital format. So I use software to produce natural harmonics and sound on digital format, or live concerts. So when you have a live concert and you're not using headphones, you take in the frequencies in your ear, which is helpful because frequencies can heal you. You take it in your skin, and the cell-to-cell transfer, according to the work of physicist Robert Beck, affects your consciousness, and it resonates. Ever been in someplace with a car going by with a deep subwoofer, and it kind of rattles your bones? It's resonating with your bones. It's sharing energy with your bones. So using live music can provide additional benefits than digital formats. But as I said, with headphones, digital formats can give you some stellar brainwaves in which your body, you know, goes into homeostasis and repairs. So I would say different types of listening give you different benefits.
Makes sense. And so this is the holistic approach, folks. And, of course, JillsWingsOfLight.com. She also, you also, Jill, you have a YouTube channel as well. And you can listen to a full album, and that is all digitized on YouTube. So you can at least sample, try before you buy, so to speak. Because she has books and CDs and archived on JillsWingsOfLight.com. And so, the, you know, like I say, you can buy the books directly from there. I'm sure that you've been doing this for how many years now? I'm talking about the retail marketing.
Oh, maybe about 20.
Wow. Well, you've been around a while. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we had the opportunity to have you on the program. And folks, all I can do is suggest, you know, try everything. Try the supplements on the Power Mall. Try Sound Healing. That's what works. Jill Mattson, thanks so much for being with us here on the Power Hour. And, you know, we look forward to hearing more from your great work.
Well, let the music play you ever so sweetly.
Thank you, Jill. Appreciate that. Lost Waves of Time, the untold story of how music shaped our world. We're going to put links on our email blast for those of you who want to tune in and see what sound healing is all about. That's one of the reasons why we open this up, because it's a solution. People are always looking for some. Here's one way to get relaxation. And I think we do still have that MP3 of Agrimony that we can put on there. It is very relaxing music. And we will have a sample of that that I think we can get put on there for you to download and listen to. And tell us what you think. That's why we have support at thepowerhour.com. That's our email. Let us know. We're going to be taking another short break, and then we're going to come back with more news and your phone calls after this.
Where to start? There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
There we go. 31 minutes after the hour at 12 noon, Friday, February 18th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Yeah, what do we got? A little Plastic Ono John Lennon there going on? Yeah. So we asked the question, inquiring minds want to know, is your guacamole at risk? Well, believe it or not, a Mexican avocado ban may curb your supply, and you know what that's going to do. Anybody that studied economics in college is going to understand that when the supply of something goes down and there's an increased demand for it, because avocados are very important to the diet, especially if you're in keto or any other kind of diet that uses avocado, you like it on your salad. Well, guess what? When the demand is high, so is the price. And of course, the U.S. has suspended avocado imports from Mexico last week over a threat made to an American inspector. There are also concerns that the crop finances drug cartels. The ban obviously hurts the livelihood of farmers in Mexico, but it also reveals often the corrupt path that avocados travel from field to guacamole. Wow. That's CS Monitor's writing for you. So get ready to pay more. Now, you remember the video, and if you don't, you can go to YouTube. I'm sure it's still on there. There's a band out of Los Angeles, one of these, what I call them, accelerator bands, called Jane's Addiction. And they have an album out called Ritual D Lo Habitual, where at the very front end of it, it speaks in Spanish. And if you translate it, it basically says, we are taking over the minds of your children. Mass influencia. Anyway, what's really funny in that video is you see, and they're been caught stealing, you see the band dressed up with makeup and dresses, and they have pregnant suits on, and they're running in, and they're stealing steaks and turkeys and all sorts of stuff and stuffing them underneath their their pregnant suits, trying to shoplift. Well, Walmart has come up with a solution from Economic Collapse blog. The quotas, has it really come to this? We all knew shoplifting was getting really bad, but does Walmart really need to start locking up their steaks? Yes, it's true. They've started putting their steaks inside locked metal cages to keep shoplifters from taking them. Wow. An extremely chilling omen, according to Economic Collapse blog. Walmart has started securing high-priced steaks inside locked metal cages amid rising crime rates across the U.S., a new viral video has revealed. After a man from Florida took a video of the new packaging and put it up on TikTok, 4 million views. Michael Fromhold from Florida was stunned when he noticed the meat at his local Walmart had been locked up in what appears to be a rather dramatic attempt to prevent people from stealing it. Michael took a video of it and shared it to TikTok, where it went viral, gaining more than 4 million views in a matter of days, and the clip led some viewers to lament the fact such measures have become necessary. If you see something like this at your local Walmart, take a photo or video of it. We don't know that it's not being just rolled out in high crime areas. It could be being rolled out nationwide. It depends on whether or not America is starving and whether or not we are actually moving toward a food shortage. We've told you about this before. People wanted solutions. By the way, the phone lines are open now, 844-769-2944, if you want to chime in. Greenhouses, the sales of those things are probably going to spike. I found a really interesting U-shaped raised bed garden that you can put fences around to keep the critters out. And you can actually incorporate the fences into the top half. Now, where did I find this? I went to the local state agricultural extension service website. And on there, because see, you're living in different parts of the country where the soils are different. They have different contaminants going on. Some of the soils are, you may get some virgin soils that literally have not been raped of nutrients. If you happen to pick up a piece of property where they grew watermelons and cucumbers, a lot of nitrogen has been depleted from the soil, and you're going to have to do a lot of culturing and composting to get that back into shape. Well, see, with raised bed gardening, it's a whole different animal because you get to control it from day one. You get to use your chicken coop poop mixed with straw. You get to mix it with compost, with your coffee grounds, your banana peelings, everything else. You get to make compost, and you get to feed your regular garden soil in your raised bed gardening, and you get to mix the compost in. It makes it really, really nice for growing stuff. Now, that's a solution. And not only can you make it U-shaped where you can walk into it, you can build a greenhouse at one end so you can walk from your greenhouse into a protected area where your raised bed is growing. Thus, your greenhouse has a flow-through to your raised bed, which keeps your water system and your raised bed gardening all in one area because you are going to have to water these things. So you can sprout in your greenhouse, and you can do all your raised bed vegetables and control by adding more compost or less compost, more water or less water, through your own little system. You can even do aquaponics, hydroponics, all sorts of different things to grow food. So you're not worried about steak. In fact, a lot of people, I think, are shaking the steak, as a matter of fact. We're not eating a lot of red meat these days. And see, if people would stop buying a lot of red meat, the prices would come down. This is what happened with gas in 2020 when everybody was locked down. You remember how gas prices plummeted? Why was that? Because they had all the surplus. They had a giant supply and nobody was buying it because they couldn't. They weren't traveling. They were locked up in their house. They started working remotely from home. And so, you know, if you look at the economic sense of all this, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we have Marjorie Wildcraft and people like that on there. And hopefully you subscribe to her website through the Power Hour. And if you do, you're going to get constant tips. These are solutions we are trying to provide because we don't want to see our listeners starve. We like it when our listeners are eating healthy. And the yes, even me, I am. My wife and I have we're moving away from the red meat, not so much, and starting to move in toward the vegetables and the protein drinks and, you know, starting to get a little bit healthier in the way we choose food. Like we just heard Jill Mattson say that certain foods have certain frequencies, and when you eat something you like, it does something good for your body. So these are solutions that we talk about here on the show, in addition to all the news that we have, which some of it is rather strange, like this thing with Walmart locking up their steaks. Well, sorry, but when people are starving, what do you think they're going to do? Here's a classic example I'm writing about in my book, Doomed to Repeat, about what happens when the power goes out, what happens when all of a sudden we're in a food crisis, a food shortage, there's not enough food there to feed the masses, and they start raiding and pilfering. They start hogging and getting into fights in the grocery store. Somebody puts 10 big packages of toilet paper, and then everybody's trying to grab it, and they get into fist fights. Oh, yeah, you've seen videos. You just got to go to YouTube and type it in there, and you'll see all sorts of stuff. People have taken videos. I personally witnessed two men going to blows, damn near, in a Sam's Club parking lot over a bloody parking space. Now, if they're going to do that, you know that we have a serious issue with a social divide in America. And this was done deliberately by our own government. So we are at war with our own government. And when you take people like Joy Behar Breitbart's reporting, she's told her co-host on ABC's The View, I would never watch that garbage. She is going to wear a mask in crowded public places indefinitely. Will you go right ahead, Joy? You do that. We don't need to look at your mug. Maybe you should just wear a body condom or wear a mask completely over your head. How about a plastic bag, Joy? I don't know. If you watch The View, I just wonder, you know, how the irony of it all that you have guests on there, that how could it be anything positive but positive when you have people like Joy and Whoopi on there? You would think it would be more positive than it is, but no. They're bashers. And people are rising up, not just the group that I was on the Zoom call with last night. And we're talking about the airline employees for health freedom. We will try to get them on our show because they are just starting out and need your support. I've connected them with several organizations that are anti-jab. Epic Times is reporting that Yellowstone actor 4EJ Smith will not attend the SAG Awards, that Screen Actors Guild, in late February because he's not vaccinated. He could care less. The event requires all attendees to have received the vaccine. It's being hosted at the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica, California. Posted an Instagram video saying, I'm not attending. The video was later deleted from his page, but copies of the clip were uploaded to other social media platforms. And of course, you know, they can't have that running around. So he's getting censored. He doesn't mean any offense to anyone. It's what he said. I'm not vaccinated. It's a requirement to be vaccinated to be at SAG. So I'm not doing it. I haven't gotten a shot since I was a little kid. He doesn't vaccinate his dogs or his horses either. He added he was looking forward to walking down the red carpet in my big black American hat and my Justin boots and representing my culture and heritage, but I'm not going to be able to do that. I apologize to y'all out there that are part of my culture and heritage. I just don't believe in that stuff, Smith added, continuing to say maybe next year he'll walk the red carpet. What can I say? Hey, they're taking a stand. Tom Libretti, a sanitation worker, is also telling the Epic Times he loves his job at the City of New York Sanitation Department, riding in the back of a garbage truck and tossing garbage from cans into the back, or at least he did. He's one of the 1,430 employees the City of New York lost, you know, canned because he refused to get the vaccine. And, you know, he says, I feel I should have a right to say what goes into my body, my choice. That's why we have freedomofchoice.org, which I encourage everybody to go visit. That's Jason Wheat and Wendy Williams and a bunch of other good people that I interviewed when I was at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour in Dallas. And I had interviewed Jason prior to that on my radio shows, including this one. And when you're talking about my body, my choice, people are not informed. They don't have informed consent. I don't care what they say. They don't have informed consent. And here we have the U.S. government through the FDA, Christopher Cole. Somebody needs to write him a nasty letter and tell him, hey, you know, knock this stuff off. We're not buying this garbage anymore. He has released a new video that said President Joe Biden's administration plans to push annual COVID vaccine shots. Whether you like it or not, he says, you'll have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced because they don't want to rile everyone up. Well, Mr. Cole, we already are riled up. Moderna made $17.5 billion off the taxpayer, and I think we have had enough. And I think Congress is going to step in if they had brains and fix this. The CDC is estimating over 1 million excess deaths in the U.S. because of COVID, linked to COVID. 1,045,389 people as of February 17th. So we know. May have been more. We don't know because they're not using the VAERS system as much as they should be. Another sad state of affairs besides Grace Shara's story, which we were trying to get done, but her father couldn't appear today. We'll try to get him back on a reschedule because you need to hear this. But there's another sad story that just made the news. Autopsies of two teenage boys who died shortly after getting Pfizer's COVID-19 vax indicate heart inflammation. the primary cause of death, according to medical examiners. There's only one way that could happen, the jab. Both boys were found dead in their beds, one 3 days after receiving the second dose, the other 4 days after receiving the second dose. Both were pronounced dead without attempts at resuscitation. Neither boy was named. The dates of death were not made clear. Researchers dubbed the one who died earlier as Boy A, the other Boy B. Boy A complained of a headache and stomach problems after vaccination, but said his symptoms were improving. This before he died. He had no history of prior medical problems. Boy B did not complain of symptoms and had no prior health issues. Neither showed obvious cardiac symptoms. Neither contracted COVID in the past. Neither had the disease when they were tested post-mortem. Expanded forensic toxicological testing was also negative for medications and drugs of abuse. They weren't taking anything. They weren't eating Tide Pods. They were clean. Typical myocarditis has certain hallmarks, including muscle cells called myocytes, dying. But the boys, the medical examiners found abnormal markers, including hypereosinophilic myocytes or heart muscle cells overloaded with white blood cells. And there's only one way that could happen. They may not want to admit it now, but it's going to come out. Dr. Peter McCullough, a cardiologist in Texas who was not involved in the study, said the findings sadly confirm fatal COVID-19 vaccine-induced myocarditis. It put both these boys' systems into overdrive. And the reason both of the boys probably got these two jabs is because the parents did not have informed consent. They did not know their sons were being given the bioweapon. They did not know that this shot was going to produce spike 1 proteins. They did not know that it was going to damage their hearts, because in young males, that's pretty much the given. We try to encourage parents and people who know parents who have young children not to give their kids the jab, because it's least likely they will get it. And if they do, the chances are they're going to survive it. It will be no worse for them than the common cold. But hey, we got some parents out there that believe every single bloody thing that their United States government tells them, whether they're telling them the truth or not. Somebody is making money. And I'm telling you, Fauci, Gates, Moderna, everybody that was named in that International Criminal Court complaint that was filed that got Boris Johnson, who's also named, to drop all of these COVID restrictions, vaccine mandates, everything dropped all of a sudden, because now he's been pretty much named as a defendant, one of the 16 in this lawsuit. And now you've got the London Metropolitan Police Department investigating these, quote, mysterious COVID deaths. And you've got to wonder why parents aren't waking up and realizing that this is one big, massive depopulation effort. I am not the only one saying it. I've got my research from David Martin, Peter McCullough, and we had a guest on, Joachim Hagopian. He's ex-military. He's done the research. He's finding out the same stuff. We just had him on the show. If you don't believe me, go listen. I mean, these are twisted, sick people that are at the top of the ladder. Just because they have money, they think they know more than we do. And that we don't deserve to be around, they do. And so they are trying to control the narrative. We don't have to let them. New York City's Department of Education on Valentine's Day, gee, what a great day to notify unvaccinated teachers and other school employees that they've been fired. They've been threatening that for several months. Now they're gone. They're estimating between 900 and 1,430 who were put on unpaid leave last fall for not getting the jab. You're out. Some of these folks believe that the Department of Education has circumvented termination laws, claiming that you need a 30-day notice in writing. Nobody got that. So you can anticipate that something is going to happen as a result of that legally. There will be some consequences. You know, it's so easy for the government to come in and say, yeah, we're going to make you take a shot every year. It's much easier for you to say no. And believe it or not, Mercola is reporting an easy and effective shield to protect from COVID-19. Now, here's a thought. Here is a thought. You want another solution? We have one for you. If you're going to go get a COVID test, there is a simple mouth and nose spray that could act as an effective shield to protect against COVID-19, adding one or more tools to the arsenal of antiviral options. According to Joseph Mercola, who puts out a website, he's an MD, the straightforward solution was recommended by Dr. Mustafa Kamal Arifin of Dhaka Medical College and Hospital in Bangladesh, which includes polyvinyl pyrrolidone, or, as it's otherwise known as, povidone iodine, a microbial agent with a virucidal efficacy of 99.9%. Writing in the Indian Journal of Otolaryngology and Head and Neck Surgery, Arifin recommended the PVP eye or oral nasal spray for healthcare workers and anybody else to help prevent COVID-19, echoing a number of other studies that have found benefits to gargling, nasal irrigation, and nebulization of povidone iodine and other compounds, including Lugol's iodine, that's L-U-G-O-L, apostrophe S, Lugol's iodine, saline, and hydrogen peroxide. So if you nebulize this and you have a mask, a nebulizer, it doesn't cost very much. I've done it. I have one. You can keep yourself healthy. I do the saline hydrogen peroxide stuff. I do it. We nebulize. You wonder why we're able to stay healthy, and that's why, besides all the other preventatives. And the CEO, you know, we told you back when top insurance companies are reporting a major spike in excess deaths. Well, the CEO of a major Midwest insurance company has disclosed in a virtual Chamber of Commerce meeting his company has seen a 40% increase in all-cause deaths in the last half of 2021, describing it as four times higher than a once-in-200-year event. That startling rise came as the daily number of deaths from COVID-19 was less than half of what it was the previous year, suggesting that the jab is the cause. And they're seeing death claims rise because of people getting the jab. Now, how do we know this? Do we have valid proof? Hey, friends of mine have died after getting the second Pfizer dose. I went to some of their funerals. One of them was military. 21 gun salute, the whole nine yards. I'm telling you, this stuff is not good. And you got to ask yourself, why are professional athletes collapsing on the field? UK football legend and sports commentator Matt Letizier has been speaking out about the large number of athletes who've collapsed or died in the field. And guess what? He got fired for saying it. Letizier says he's never seen anything like it in the 17 years that he's played football. He's calling for an investigation into the events, says ignoring it is a massive dereliction of duty, but the officials, the fact checkers, they're out there. They're trying to negate or discredit anything that supports the theory that the mRNA jabs are behind the sudden onslaught of injury and death. They're studiously ignoring investigating the allegations. The VAERS system reflects injuries to athletes as well, but the reports we know are nowhere near current. But if they're dropping dead and they got the jab, guess what? It's a jab. You can say all you want about comorbidity, but if these athletes are healthy, and most of them are, and they go out and get the jab because they're mandated to or they can't play sports, what do you think is going to happen? And now we have college players. They're getting it. You have pro football. Most of them have gotten it. NHL. Most of them have gotten it. NBA. Major League Baseball, they're all required to get the jab. Pretty soon, what happens if all of these people start dropping dead and you don't have your pro sports to watch on the weekends? What are you going to do with yourself? Maybe you can have a relationship with your wife. Finally. I don't watch a whole lot of sports. I wouldn't miss it, especially after Colin Kaepernick took a knee and then Eminem during last weekend's Super Bowl took a knee. It's like, okay, I'm never playing another Eminem song again, moron. You know, we can tell who the woke people are and the leftist people are. They all drank the Kool-Aid, and now they're regretting it. The FDA, under our health category, because we got a couple of minutes left here, is warning people to avoid certain powdered infant formulas that may be tied to bacterial infections in four babies who have been hospitalized. The infections may have led to the death of one of them, found in Texas, Ohio, and Minnesota, the FDA said in a release. The infections stem from Chronobacter, a bacteria that can cause severe life-threatening infections or inflammation of the membranes that protect the brain and spine. The third infection was from Salmonella, a group of bacteria that can cause digestive illness and fever. So you can click on that link if you're a parent with a young infant that's still on formula and see which ones are there. We are also including an article about warning signs of a stroke could appear as early as a month prior. And we're giving you all of those indices, I call them indications, indices. And they are precursors to a stroke. And so we're going to publish those so you can read them on our email blast that you can sign up for on thepowerhour.com. And autophagy, there's an article there that we're putting on there from Joe Mercola. Finally considered for viral bacterial treatment. And basically it is about fasting and what it does for your natural immune system. And we also have the 10 amazing benefits of coconut oil, some of which may surprise you. There's an article on there about recent meta studies showing a surprising number of potential benefits and their number and variability. And so we'll let you do some of the research on there and, we'll put them there, and you can find a lot of our stuff also on thepowermall.com. That's why we have all of these sales. We do this because we care, and we want to offer you solutions and ways to stay healthy. So until next Monday, Dave Krieger here with the Power Hour signing off, wishing you Godspeed, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Who's holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my Creator God, He's Yahweh. Great I am, He's Yahweh. The Lord of all, He's Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He's Yahweh. Righteous Son, He's Yahweh. The three in one, He's Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.